let's say, you drink coffee. It's a good stuff. Thank you. Okay. My intelligence leads me to drink the coffee. What happens at the other side? The way I drink my coffee will influence my spirit. First of all, if I drink this coffee, let's go back, logically. I drink the coffee. Is it relevant that how did I get this coffee? I drink my coffee. But spiritually, if this coffee doesn't belong to me and I'm drinking it, what will happen? It's not like the first time. The first time, the coffee goes in my stomach and the caffeine will take over, right? Sit in the second situation, if this coffee doesn't belong to me, at the same time my spirit is swallowing me being a thief. And it hurts over there. And maybe it hurts a little bit because it's a little coffee, but it hurts. At least the skin will be sensitive. Next time, the spot will remain there. Repeated enough, you have a wound because of this, right? Not because of the coffee, because of how do I feel about it. That feeling accumulates in me and influences me. Therefore, I should notice the coffee drinking even. I should notice what I'm doing, because with that I do something inside, right? So yes, the essence of coffee drinking is important, but drinking the coffee literally is important as well. This is what we are going to. Rumi explained it how. He started with a king, asking the first one, who are you, what do you do? What was the first one's answer? Very simple and clear, right? A lot of brags, that I do this, I do that, I do that, I'm good. Lovely. The second one, this is the second one we are talking about, right? He asked the second one, what do you think about the other one? The other one was saying that you are a bad fellow. This guy is saying, oh, that fellow is always honest. Is a very good fellow. I have never seen that fellow lying. He's talking about what? We know that the second one is the essence, right? The first one is the four. And the four is what is communicating and showing and all that. Literally, physically, it's honest, it shows. Meanwhile, King said, I think you are bragging about him to bring yourself up. Is that what you're doing? The guy had started to swear. This was how the story is going. But Rumi is playing a trick that in the name of God and so on, had something more than that in it. Because, first of all of this is started with a no, not with a yes. It's not affirming something, it's denying something. Did you pay attention that he said, nay, by Allah? I went back to the line 901. He said, nay, by Allah, and by the great God. Right? And he started to explain. That God, by God I mean the one who sent the message, right? And I'm talking about the God who created the chevalier, the really heroes, and cleaned them up, took them from the fire, and transformed them to light. That thunder that created Ma'rifat. Ma'rifat was translated knowledge over there. We prefer wisdom. Okay? So up to here was what? Mainly explained the essence of creation, right? To this fellow, the value and the role of God is this. There is this God who owns everything from whatever exists to whatever beautiful feeling and passion is there. And he sendeth us the message. See? So this one notices first God, the message. Then what? Then the masters. So when he's talking, he wants to deny the blame that king brought up. He starts with what? The God. Everything belongs to God. And God sent up a message, right? And God picked up the normal people and made the masters out of them. And cleaned them up. I'm talking about what? Transformation. Transformation from fire to light. Do you remember what the fire was? Doctor, fire. What was the brag of Satan? I'm from the fire. Fire is the source of information, knowledge over there. Because that's what Satan was, right? And he bragged that, oh, I'm from fire and this is from earth. I say, no, the God took us from fire part and transformed us, or will transform us to light. Light is knowledge, but it's not logical knowledge of Satan. It's knowledge of God, belongs to him. God is the light, right? So I'm talking about the God which transforms, gave me, or let's say I'm talking about this potentiality of a human being. All the animals are created with logic, they follow the logic. We could transform the logic to wisdom, to this. And this is coming from what? From enlightening. It's not something that the spirit will walk towards or something like that. It's another gift will come. That's the state of love, which will come like a thunder. And that thunder is the wisdom of Adam. And that wisdom from Adam is the first seed. It was cultivated with sheaves, and Noah and Abraham, and so what are we talking about? We're talking about the potentiality of human being, right? Which is saved from the fireside to be transformed to the light, and will receive this wisdom from a generation and will pass it on to the next. So this wisdom is growing up, and this wisdom is magically saved from the tempest of all the happening and reality, and it will prepare us to walk back to the fire without being burned. Because when you get this wisdom, it's not that you gave up the intelligence. You come back to intelligence. You use your intelligence, but this time not for the satisfaction of the animal, the spirit, right? So this will be the Abraham who walked in the fire And when you arrive in that state, you will surrender. You will surrender to love. And you will become so powerful that you could form the hardest material with your bare hand. Then you will become the Solomon, the king. And you should cry. Remember crying? You described it. First book, first story, second paragraph. That crying, which is constantly with you, bringing up, what do I know? How do I know? What is my knowledge? You have to cry to lose these eyes. Then from the smell of that beauty, you will regain another eye. This is Jacob, right? Jacob will go blind to become another visionary just by that smell. That smell which was walking towards him from another city. You remember when the guy, Joseph handed his shirt to the guy, take it to my father. Jacob said, I smell Joseph. Because that's how it happens. It's like a thunder. I mean, you walk, you purify yourself, you review your intelligence, you correct it and all that, then it will happen. It will happen how? Like Joseph. It comes by looking at the sun and finding a path to dreams. This is something that in translation, it cannot be translated really. Because here he will say, you heard about this. In English, when you go to someone who will hear your dream, he will interpret it to you, right? This interpretation, it's very difficult in Latin to see what it is. Interpretation means going in, opening a door and going in Latin. In Arabic is ta'bir. Ta'bir means finding a way to pass. It's obur. Obur is walking. Ta'bir means finding a way. In a way, interpretation is finding a way for your dreams to come true. All your hopes could become true. And there is a path. What is this path? Joseph know it. Means beauty knows the path that you should walk. Then, after the Joseph is Moses. Why? When you learn the beauty of the path, then you have that gift. Your ego is in your hand. If you let it go, it's a dragon. If not, it's the stick. It helps you. And with that, like a ladder, you climb up to the fourth level, like Jesus did. And you would split the moon. Do you remember the moon was the prophet, was the messenger? You should split the messenger, because some messengers are from here, some messengers are from the other side. There are two different messages here. And Muhammad is the guy who does that. And after him, when you split the messages, what will happen? You will find which one is correct, which one is
honest.
Honesty will arrive, because you know this is good, this is bad. Honestly, you follow the good ones. And when you follow that, means you know the difference of this one and the other one. And you will see that beauty. So you will have two lights. You know it and you see it. Then you will be satisfied.